You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let me apologize to you guys, because I wasn't doing my job. And I really try to do my best. I got distracted earlier today, and Sean Barber threw off our timing just a bit. We have not played Kansas City's favorite game. How many people are going to Kauffman Stadium tonight? We only have one segment left, so we will play 913-586-7610. The winner gets a large two-topping pizza to the other place. So if you would like to play, go ahead and call in, and we will play coming up momentarily. That's my bad that we haven't played yet today. I forgot. I apologize. Before we do that, did you guys know that Johnny Cueto is still in the major leagues? I'm serious. He just signed a deal with the Rangers. Did you guys know that? Because I did not know that Johnny Cueto was still playing baseball. I didn't know. I had absolutely no clue. Yo, how many people from the 15 team are still in the league? I didn't know this. I had no clue. I mean, Johnny Cueto last year had a 6.02 ERA and he's 38 years old. I didn't know Johnny Cueto was still in the league, man. It kind of took me off guard. It really kind of caught me by surprise. Now, Johnny Cueto been in the league since 08, right? It's time to go home and be a family man. How much money has Johnny Cueto made in the league? I know he's stolen from enough team. He kind of stole from the Royals, low-key. Let me look up Johnny Cueto. How much money do we think Johnny Cueto has made playing Major League Baseball? Let me look this up. See how much money John Cueto's made. I had no clue he was still in the league. $165 million? Johnny Cueto, man, go home, bro. It's over. It's over. 17 years in the league. Johnny Cueto, if you were wondering, he made $3.8 million his little time in Kansas City that he was here. I mean, I would move to Kansas City for 3 months, too, if they had me $4 million to do so. And I got a ring in the process, too. Johnny Cueto, the only person who's had better trips to Kansas City than Johnny Cueto is Taylor Swift. He had a great run in Kansas City. Salute to you. All right. We will get back to more serious things. That's my fault. I apologize. All right, Rob, put these people on hold because it is time to play Kansas City's favorite game, a game that is sweeping the metro area. How many people are going to Kauffman Stadium tonight? Every day on the show, we try to guess the attendance, and we try to see how many people are going to be at the Royals game. Yesterday, it was not a great attendance for your Kansas City Royals. There were not a lot of you that made the decision to go out to the game yesterday. They had 10,004 people at the game. No, I did not misspeak. They had 10,004 people. Why did those four people go to the game? You could have found something else better to do yesterday. You should have stayed at home, so it could have been an exactly even 10K at the game yesterday. But yesterday, they didn't have no promotions. It was just, hey, do you like baseball? Not today. They have Bark at the Park, and it's also Dollar Dogs. You are telling me that you can bring your dog and get a dog. What a time. I can't wait. I'm going to the game today. That's where I'm leaving. Right when I get off here, I'm going out to the K today to support the boys in blue, and they need it. They have lost four of their last five. They need it. Let's play the game. Closest to the number without going over wins a large pizza from the other place. I gave you guys the attendance yesterday, 10,004. Rob, did we have a winner yesterday?
We did. The person who guessed the lowest number won yesterday. Everyone else was over the number.
All right, Spencer, you know the rules now. You know the game. How many people are going to Kauffman Stadium tonight?
Let's go with 14,000.
All right, 14,000 even. All right, Spencer, stay on hold so we can get your information. I want to make sure we get you your pizza if you win. All right, Michael, how many people are going to the game tonight?
13,322.
All right, let me put you on hold. Same message I gave to Spencer. All right, Branson, how many people do you think are going out to the game tonight?
13,200.
13,200. All right, not giving yourself a lot of wiggle room there, Branson. All right, Marty, how many people do you think are going to the game?
All right, Branson, how many people do you think are going out to the game tonight?
Marty, you got to turn your radio down.
13,200.
All right, Marty. I got to hang up on Marty. Somebody's got to take Marty's spot. Rob, take this call right here, number six. We're just going to take him live. We're not even going to screen him. We're taking him. We're going to take him. Is he ready to play? Is he ready? We got to have four people. That's the way the game works. Brandon, you're lucky Marty wasn't paying attention. You get a chance to play, and you got the best seat in the house. You got the fourth spot. How many people are going to the game tonight?
Give me 1235.
All right, Brandon, 1235. Put you on hold here. Rob, this is the first time. I don't think anybody's winning today. I don't think there's going to be a winner today. I think tomorrow we're carrying it over, and I think we're giving away two pizzas. I think everybody is over today. They got 10,000 yesterday. I do think we see a little bit of a bump in attendance with Bark at the Park. I don't think we see that much of a bump in attendance. Give me 11-7 today out at the game. I think everybody's over today.
Yeah, I mean, I literally thinking, I'm like, oof. Not great gameplay by Branson or Michael, but I think everyone's over the number. I like 10-5 tonight.
10-5?
I don't know.
10-5 for Dollar Dogs?
What
10-5 for a great night?
Dollar Dogs, last time they were home against the White Sox, didn't drag the people out, and everyone knew they would beat the brakes off the Sox. People didn't come out for Dollar Dogs with the Astros, and the Astros were in the ALCS last year. So I don't think Dollar Dogs moves the needle. I don't think Bark at the Park in April moves the needle. It's 10-5 tonight, buddy.
Let me ask you this question, Rob, before you get back to the phone lines, before you do the hits. Do you think the Royals are turning into a pumpkin? Be real with me.
No.
You don't think that's a – I only bring that up. The Royals have lost four of their last five, and I hate to say this about the Royals, outside of the White Sox, they have not been great. Their record right now is propped up by the fact that they have played the White Sox. Against the White Sox, they are 6-1. Against the other teams, they are 7-9. Now, hovering around 500 is exactly what we want them to do, right? Hover around 500 and pick your spots. The bats have gone a little bit cold. They are not scoring consistently. The offense has been up and down for basically the last 2 weeks. So you know my stance. I am not burying the Royals in any way. I said I would give them 40 games. I'm here giving them 40 games. But I know that you were thinking it, and you know, based on the attendance, Kansas City is also thinking it too. You guys could say, hey, why are you being Debbie Downer? They got 10,000 people to go out there last night. The city is not bought in to this being for real yet.
I agree with that part. I don't think the city is bought in, but I don't believe that means they're turning into a pumpkin. Now, maybe this is semantics because I didn't think this team was going to win the AL Central or be really, really great to, you know, bust in and make the playoffs. But 7-9 against the non-White Sox teams is 16 games. Let's just extrapolate it out to get to 160. We're going to multiply it by 10. The numbers worked out very nice. That's a 70-90 team. That's a little lower than we anticipated, but that's an improvement for the Royals. If you're telling me they're going to play a Major League Baseball game at Kauffman Stadium and they're going to be 14 games improved from last season and be a 70-ish win club, and that doesn't assume that doesn't work in the math-wise that, hey, the A's are still on the schedule and the White Sox are coming again at some point, I'm cool with that. I think 70-80 is kind of the window where I thought the Royals were going to be. So if they're going to keep falling in that window, I'm not going to call them a pumpkin. Now, if you were a fan that, hey, we won 7 in a row, we beat the Astros, we beat the Sox, AL title game, ALCS, here we come, then yes, they're a pumpkin. But per our expectations, which we have to keep in check here, no, they're not a pumpkin yet.
Text line 913-586-7610. C.dot MLB needs to go to 100 games and not play Monday through Wednesday. I mean, I don't know who was home yesterday in baseball. I don't have all the numbers. I'm just going to guess that unless Oakland was at home yesterday, that the Royals were last in attendance yesterday. Like, I'm not saying that all sports don't have attendance issues with cost of inflation and goods going up and et cetera. I'm not saying that no other city has. There ain't no other major league city getting 10,000 out there to the park right now. There ain't nobody else doing that. There's a lot of different reasons why that is the case with the Royals, and I certainly get it. But I'm going to guess other than I don't know if the A's were at home yesterday, and no other team did just 10,000 yesterday. That is a very, very low number for attendance for your Major League Baseball team, especially when they're over 500 and playing another team that has a winning record. We'll see what happens today. I did not know this, Rob. Did you have this information? I did not know this. 913-586-7610. Did you know that you have to buy a special ticket for Bark at the Park? I thought if you bought a ticket, you could just bring your dog. I didn't know for Bark at the Park that you had to have a special Bark pass. I didn't know that. Someone on the text line says, hey, C-Dot, did you see how much the ticket is for the Bark at the Park? It's $58 before fees. So you're telling me you can't just get a $5 ticket. Or you can't just be like, I had extra tickets today to the game. I just gave them to a friend. Hey, I know you like baseball. I've got good tickets today. I got extras. Here, I'm going to give you two good tickets for tonight's game. Here, do you want them? So he can't bring his dog to the game? You have to get a specific special ticket? I didn't know this. You knew this?
I did, but I only knew it because they have those special ticket days where it's like, hey, like last night, for example, or maybe it was, yeah, I think it was last night, they had the special, if you buy this ticket package, you get the UMKC Ruse t-shirt. They have the special edition tickets where you can get special giveaways. Bark in the Park falls into that. Dollar Dogs available for everyone, but Bark in the Park is unique to a ticket purchase.
Someone on the text line says, yes, $30 for a human, $28 for a dog, I think. You have to get a dog. So you can't just like, so if you just had two free tickets given to you, you can't just go? I didn't know. I really didn't know this.
Here's my question to you. Now, you're probably the wrong person to ask because you say you don't know. Let's say I had taken those two extra tickets you had tonight. I know you gave them to a friend. Let's say I took them and I brought my dog. Can I walk up to the window and be like, I need one dog ticket?
Yes, I'm
please?
Saying. Someone on the text line says, come on, man. You didn't think you could bring your dog willy nilly. Number one, I don't know why you need your dog to the game, period. But I definitely thought when it's bring your dog at the game, I certainly thought, hey, for today, you can just bring your dog. I did think that. Yeah, I didn't know. I didn't know. Someone said you have to sign a waiver. Yeah, I just thought when you get there, you can just do that at the front. I didn't know. I really didn't know. I've never ever thought about it.
I mean, I guess logistically that's a bad system. Like walk through from the line, then stop at the ticket window to sign a waiver. I guess that technically makes sense to me.
I don't know why you need your dog at the baseball game. That's what I'm saying is it's surprising to me that I just didn't know. Maybe it's my fault for my ignorance. I was very unaware of all the rules of bark at the park. I am looking forward to seeing the dogs today at Bark at the Park, but I will not be bringing a dog to the park.
I think they're only in a special section.
Oh.
There's one doggo section.
Got now, it. You Someone can walk says around. Yeah. They got to make sure they're all up on their shots and everything. Oh, okay, that's what it is. So you got to get a special ticket because you got to make sure your dog ain't got fleas and out there at the game. Okay, all right.
I mean, that makes sense. I mean,
yeah, no, it definitely makes sense.
I mean, I've been to Bar K up near in the River Market area. They have those rules. So that makes sense to me.
Okay, I didn't know. So that's what I'm saying. I'm learning. I didn't know. Are you one of the people that like take your dog to like public events? Are you one of those people?
No.
You seem like a person that does that.
No, rarely.
Because you've definitely been like out at the bar somewhere.
And people have their dogs.
And like, not bro, me. Why is your dog here?
That's not me. Now,
like,
I have.
We're trying to eat brunch, and this isn't like a service animal. I'm not talking about service animals. Like, we're trying to have a brunch here, and you just got your dog laying here right next to us. I'm trying to eat my omelet here. The wind is flying. It's pet dander everywhere. Why is your dog at the function?
No, I'm not that. I've never been at like a restaurant and be like, you know what? They have a patio. I'll just bring my dog. But I have gone to Bar K. Now that's a little different experience. That's designed for dogs, but I would not just be like, you know what? The other place has a great patio. Let me bring my dog. That's not how I get down.
Let me ask you this question. I've never asked you this question before, and it's related to attendance. We don't got to do the random lineup today. We did the other game. Let me ask you this question. Are Royals fans the only fan base in the city that you would consider to be fair weather? Because, like, obviously Mizzou fans are fair weather, but it's not in the city. Would you consider Royals fans to be the only fair weather fans?
That's a great question.
Because Chiefs fans are not fair weather. Now, I mean, it's football. It's a little bit different, and they're in the middle of one of the greatest stretches, but we all have been to Chiefs games when they have been bad and is usually packed. We've never seen KU basketball be bad, so that's never really been an issue. I guess you could say KU football. I mean, but if you were as bad as KU football was for a decade, I understand why it was not sold out every time you go out there.
Yeah, but the buy-in from KU fans came a lot faster.
It came almost instantly when it happened.
It was like they had a drop of water. Like the game after they beat Texas that first year, there was an attendance blip. Like it. They were quick to buy back in.
Yeah, I'm seeing a lot of people say KU football. You're 100% right. Like, the moment KU football showed you they weren't bad, KU fans were at the games. Like, it didn't take, hey, KU's got to have a 8-3 season. Like, Royals fans, they got to see the Royals. They got to be 17 games up in late August for you guys to finally be buying into it.
But even then, Ned Yost had to call out the fans when that was literally happening. There was, 14 there one night? And Ned Yost was like, boy, would have been nice for our fans to see this. So even in your scenario that, like, you're creating the fair weather scenario, they all didn't buy in at that point that season either.
Someone said, I would consider Sporting Kansas City fans to be fair weather. That's your expertise, not mine. Every time I've gone out to Sporting, it's been fun. I don't know. I've never gone out to Sporting and it not been a good crowd.
I mean, they're kind of bad this year. They're still selling out. Like they're not
had,
fair weather.
18,000 people on Saturday.
They're not fair weather. The Current are an interesting question because it's so new. It's hard to know with them. I'm going to put them in a different category.
I also wonder with the Current, and I'm not like trying to demean them in any way. I wonder how many people just don't care if they're good or bad like me. I like going to the games. It is fun. I like supporting them. I'm happy to go. I don't know I have no clue what the Current record is. No clue. Like, not even a little bit. I have no clue what it is. It is a really good time. I like where the stadium is. I like the vibe from the stadium. Their result and record means absolutely nothing to me. I do not care. Obviously, that is not how people treat Royals games. People do not treat Royals games like, hey, I just like going to baseball games. I'm not really concerned with what the record is. We're going out to the park today. I guess some people treat it that way. When you get 10,000 people in a 40,000-seat venue, everybody don't feel that way about the baseball team. And I would say Royals fans out of all the other fan bases, have way more reasons of why they don't go than the other ones. For the other ones, it's simple. Y'all not good. For Royals fans, it's a, oh, well, it's a school night. Well, hey, I don't like where the state. It's a lot of different reasons why Royals fans don't go. You don't have, for KU football, it was just one reason. Y'all stink. And if you guys don't stink anymore, we are happy to go to the game. Thrilled to go to the game. 100%. You got to do way more to get Royals fans on board to go to the games. You got to jump through. This team's going to have to be hovering above 500 at June 1st, probably, before we think people really buy in.
I mean, and even then, I would say, what's buy-in? Because let's say the Royals are, Denny always says, you're at the 40-ish game mark. You're at the 50, 60 game mark at June 1st. Let's just say they're 30-30 on June 1st, and we do a Royals topic. And we do the attendance game. I bet there are people in the text line who say, I'm not going out there to watch a team that's just 500. What's the point? The Royals have to have more hoops to jump through to get people to buy in than any team locally.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, I would also say, like, in a lot of ways, they have done maybe more damage than the other ones have. I mean, they by far and away have the worst television deal of any of the local teams that we follow.
That's fair.
And they, I mean, other than KU football, they have also been bad longer than any of them, too. Like, I mean, we make fun of Missouri basketball. They have made the tournament two of the last 5 years. Like, they've had seasons and reasons to be excited about Missouri basketball. The baseball team ain't really give me a whole lot of reasons to.
I would also say, though, like, to your KU football Mizzou analogy, they've been bad. But the minute there was an inkling of good, fans went rushing back out there. Like, what was the game? It was two seasons ago now. Dennis Gates and co. got Mizzou out the gate pretty hot. Mm-hmm. They filled that arena in January for college basketball against Kentucky. It was a black and gold of Palooza.
It doesn't take much to get Missouri fans
it
back
did
on
not
board.
Take
it
did not
take
much at all.
It doesn't take much.
The Royals were...
Think about last year. I'm sorry to cut you off. Last year, it took Missouri beating K-State. That's what it took. It took Missouri beating K-State last year. The moment they beat K-State, it was, okay, we're in. Because that was the game every Missouri fan was like, I want to see how good you guys are. They smoked you the year before. You now got them back at home. If you beat K-State, I'll start coming to the games. They did that, and people started going.
And I would say it's harder to go to a Missouri game as a Missouri fan that lives locally than a Royals game.
It's definitely a lot of work.
The Royals have shown, maybe not the same as a K-State win, but like the Royals have shown an element of some fight, an element of you need to come out and see us, and fans are falling over themselves to tell us why you can't go out and see them. It doesn't work. It's impossible to get out there.
I'm just wondering. Someone on the text line says the slightest hiccup or inconvenience will keep a lot of people from a Royals game. No, you ain't lying. No, it don't take much. I'm telling you, it can be a slight wind outside. Ah, it's a little too windy outside. I don't want to go out there. It will definitely not take much to get people to be like, I'll stay at home tonight.
The Royals literally changed their scheduling a few years ago to have 7 o'clock games during school year go to 6:30. And people are still like, oh, it's a school night.
Yeah, no, they did. They did actually purposely move their games earlier to avoid that problem. And some people are like, we don't care. We've got another problem now. Move the stadium. Move the stadium while we vote no on the stadium. Both things will happen. All right. We appreciate you guys listening. We will be back tomorrow. Hopefully the Royals win today. I'm going out there. That's where I'm headed right after this. They have lost 4 of their last 5. You know what? At some point, the bats got to wake up. Hopefully, that is today. I appreciate you guys. Be back tomorrow. It's a drive.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.